gotten a lot of fake love throughout all of my lifetime. It's pretty hard to determine real shit up in the nighttime. It's like I'm walking and running simultaneously, cause nowadays it's getting kinda hard to hear the melodies. I'm the remedy up in this fucked up generation. Your career died, you gave up, I'm a living demonstration. I'm just posted on the sidelines, still looking for a way in. I think I see a light, but it's not the right way in. Fuck it, I'ma boost my own wave up. You can take your time, you in there doing your makeup, you pussy. That's what I hear when I be singing, I'ma keep it going. I don't give a fuck how you be feeling, fuck shit. Matter of fact, fuck cocaine. I don't need no dope to cope with no pain. Look, if you need it, man, you better off with no brain. Me and Mary Jane get along, I talk with no shame. A pope with propane, you can't get shit out of me. I do it for the mutiny, you damaging all the property. I'm in sync with all the people standing around me. Feeling like I'm just intimidate, they push me on a dolly. Got a baddie from Saudi, but we just keep it on the hush. Differences from you and her, she kissed me while I bust. I think it's lust, but who the fuck are you to judge? Only fucking with him when he winning, now they pass the Dutch. Custom shit, but I just keep it pushing. If you think there ain't no way for you to make it, you ain't looking. Shit's a mess, you be blinded by the stress. I'm a walking demonstration, you be blinded by success. Custom shit, but I just keep it pushing. If you think there ain't no way for you to make it, you ain't looking. Shit's a mess, you be blinded by the stress. I'm a walking demonstration, you be blinded by success. First thought, so I guess I gotta kill it too. I'm only 17, but I do it for the fucking youth. I do it for the people who ain't never had a voice. If you're undocumented, you ain't never had a choice. When I open up about this shit, it's for my own blood, for my own people, my raza, they show me love. They show me that I can make it, but make it and don't forget that life ain't worth living if you're living with regret. Got some shit, but I just keep it pushing. If you think there ain't no way for you to make it, you ain't looking. Shit's a mess, you be blinded by the stress. I'm a walking demonstration, you be blinded by success. Got some shit, but I just keep it pushing. If you think there ain't no way for you to make it, you ain't looking. Shit's a mess, you be blinded by the stress. I'm a walking demonstration, you be blinded by success.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Lem. Me? No, I'm your host, Angel Lem. Today I'm sitting with Suave and Izzy Evident. They're two hip-hop artists from the city of Wilmington. And actually, the song that you just heard is Tsunami. Hopefully, you enjoy that song. I will be playing tracks from Suave all throughout the episode. Something, a fun fact about this episode. Originally, it was supposed to be just Suave by himself. But he brought his cousin in. And, you know, she was contributing to the conversation. And then all of a sudden, we just decided to bring her in. I just want to commend and give a huge shout out to Suave for doing that. You know, it was originally supposed to be just him, but for him to be just fucking like an awesome person and bring in his cousin, because that's his cousin, bringing his cousin and giving her a little shout out, you know, a little spotlight for her to promote her work. I commend him for that. So on this episode, you know, we're gonna get to know both of them, how they started, and hopefully you guys like what you hear. And if you do, make sure you go follow them on their Instagram. You can follow Suave at Official Suave on Instagram and Facebook, and Izzy at Iris Rivera. She doesn't have a artist Instagram. She does have an artist Snapchat, so if you look up Rizzy Evident, you'd be able to find her snap. All right, so hopefully go check them out. Damn, it's hot, people. I don't know about you guys, but I'm sweating my little back off right now. I'm sitting on the couch. I wish I could sit on the floor, but I tried it and my butt was hurting. So, no, and I don't feel like putting pillows that I put in my face on my butt. You know, I don't want to get pink eye. that could be too much. That might be TMI, but I mean, I'm just being honest with you guys, you know. So for this episode, if you hear any background noise right now, I do apologize, but it's way too hot for me to turn off the fan, for me to close all the windows. I do apologize if you hear motorcycles and cars and kids crying, but hopefully the music that you hear in the background dries all that out. And so, yeah, so this weekend, I know you're interested about what I did this weekend. Pretty much, I just been looking for a job. You know, I spent most of my weekend trying to find something that might help me go forward with this dream of mine of doing something in the radio industry. You know, That's the goal pretty much as of right now. That's the goal. That's where I hope to, where I hope to be in a couple years. You know, hopefully hosting my own show and I don't know, bringing you music. Cause as you could tell, I love music and I hope you guys enjoy the music that I put out. If you have any suggestions, if you have any bands, I'm always open to hearing new artists that, you know, my mind shot off or whatever. And I was actually thinking about doing a little music segment, pretty much telling you the music that I'm into that week. I don't know what you guys think. If you guys feel like that'd be a good idea, please let me know. I always ask you to let me know about things that I feel might improve the podcast, but I don't know, you guys might be a little too shy, which it's understandable. And I do have a question though. Punk Scott Rock Reggae Pod. That's a podcast that actually he shot me out. Thank you for the love. Thank you, man. It made me feel good, man. I really appreciate it. Hopefully you keep doing your thing. I know it's hard. I know there's never enough time. We always are busy, but you know, if this is something that you want to do, then you're gonna look for the time. You know, you're gonna put in the work, I guess. So he actually asked, are you looking forward to the World Cup coming up? Also, favorite Paranoia song. Ooh, okay. Okay, well, since we're talking about Paranoias over here, I talked to Ralph from the Paranoias and I asked him if he wanted to be the house band of the Let Me Know podcast, and he said yes. So my favorite Paranoia song, I'm gonna start with that one. It's 3 a.m. No, actually, no. This is the last time you're ever gonna see me. This is the last time you're ever fucking... That one. That, I think... Hopefully, it's the last time. That's the name of the song, hopefully. But I really enjoy that song. It's kind of like rock. And Scottish. Scottish, you know. I really enjoy it. My favorite part was Professor Galactico, actually. And if you've seen the music video, and some of the listeners from the podcast, Dave, actually, they're in that video. And they have the piñata, the paranoias, the deck, the cassette, and that was awesome. I wanted to attend that event, but I believe that they filmed it on New Year's, and, you know, I work, so I can't really do shit. That's the story of my life right now. Not until I find a job that I'm able to live a normal life, you know, or somewhat normal, I won't be able to participate and go to events like those. And he asked if I'm excited about the World Cup. Hell yeah, man. This only comes every 4 years. Of course I'm excited. Honestly, if you want to know who I think is going to take it out, I think it's going to be Germany again. I love Mexico. Hopefully they make it, but I don't know, man. They couldn't beat Croatia, and I think it's Croatia, right? Couldn't beat them, so they're gonna be a threat. And they're in the group with Germany, and I don't know, that I think that group is pretty hard. My barber apparently thinks that it's not, but I think so. If not Germany, then probably Argentina. Because they've been so close the last couple years. I think Messi's going to come hungry this year. But talking about that, they didn't even make it to the Champions League, you know. So, I don't know. They rely too much on Messi. I know the rest of the listeners are kind of fucking bored right now. Like, okay, shut up. Stop talking about soccer. Well, I am, because I guess that's the last of it, you know. But, man, thank you, man. At least you tried. You sent a question. Please, if you guys have any questions, please send them to me. I'll talk about whatever, anything. Want to ask me my favorite color? You want to ask me why my name is Angel? You want to ask me why my middle name is Jesus? You ask me my favorite food, whatever you want. I really don't have I'm not very picky. You know, I'm really open when it comes to you guys. Try to be as transparent as possible. But I really don't know. I don't know what you guys want to hear from me. That's why I don't know what to tell you guys. So yeah, I mean, I think I'm gonna cut it because it's really hot. Really hot, guys. Alright. So hopefully you guys enjoy the music. Hopefully you guys enjoy this interview. Like I said, I just wanna thank Suave and Izzy Evident for, you know, coming on. I wanna thank everybody. Thank you guys for supporting the podcast. Thank you for everybody that's left a review or comment. Before I even go, make sure you participate on the giveaway. for the easiness of the answer, I'm very surprised that I don't have more people. What does QMT stand for? See, and if you guys, I mean, I don't know. Please, guys, go participate. Like I said, you guys could participate as many times as you want, tag as many people as you want, but that's the rule. You guys have to be following both of us, answer the question, and tag a person. So one comment per person. So leave for every person you're gonna tag, it's gonna be a new comment. That way, the more comments you leave, the more opportunities you have. And I have hats. Well, I do have hats, but I'm making more hats. The experimental one that I asked you guys about the poll, it's on its way. As of right now, it's being made. Hopefully, by the time I release this episode, it's already. Hopefully, by the time I release this episode, it's ready and I'm able to sell them some, because these are gonna be for sale. I'm trying to, you know, I want your support, but I know it's hard. I mean, at least for me, it's hard to ask for money. You know, everything I'm doing so far has been free, but you know, like, I'm putting in money for this. So hopefully if you guys support me, and I'm only using this money to make more merch. So I just want to get my money back so I could make more hats and more shirts. I'm also looking into making shirts. I'm looking into a new logo. Not a new logo, but like a character that I don't know what you guys think. So also tell me what you think about this idea. So far, I haven't found anybody that wants to work with me. I don't know what does that say about me, that I can't find anybody to work with me. But since I can't find anybody, then I'm gonna have to do it myself. I'm not the best drawer, but you know, I've done a couple things here and there, and I'm hoping that it comes out great. But if you're a graphic designer and maybe you could help me, I really, really would appreciate it. So go on my DMs and tell me that you're a graphic designer and that maybe you can help me, and we'll go from there. All right, guys, well, I've done a lot of talking, and you know, I think you guys want to hear that episode, right? So I'll let you guys go, and like I said, please go follow them on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, listen to their music, and all I got to say is enjoy. With Suave, he's an artist, he's a hip-hop artist from the city of Wilmington. So before I go any further, let me ask you, how's your day so far, man?
My day's going pretty good, honestly, bro. How are you doing?
I don't know, for some reason I always, like, the beginning is always the hard part for me, trying to like adjust, like,
no, yeah, I feel you. I, you feel know? Like it's like that in music too.
Oh yeah, so yeah. Tell me how you got the name Suave. Like, who gave it to you, or like, how did you come up with it?
Well, originally Suave just came from, you feel me, just being in my own zone. I had to create something that people never heard.
All right.
And I still had to give it like a spice of Latin, you feel me?
Yeah,
I had to.
You came up with it?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Uh-huh. So like, but that, like, how did it come to you? Like, I'm sure you thought of like different names before Suave. That wasn't like the first one, or was it the first one?
Yeah, it really was the first one. It just came to mind, and I just stuck with it. I ran with it.
Like you started spitting, and then, man, I'm fucking smooth. Like,
yeah,
you
know, exactly. Yeah.
Like, let you know. Yeah, that's what I'm going to call myself. Suave. Yeah. Got to let that Latin mix to it, right? Mm-hmm. Right? So, I said you're from Wilmington, but where did you grow up? Like,
I grew up on the west side of Wilmington, on Anaheim.
All right.
West side territory, I guess, in a way. But just grew up pretty much just ghetto poverty, you feel me? I know it's cliche, but it is what it is.
And how, I mean, did you have any trouble? Did you, like, how was that? How was living in Wilmington for you?
I've never been, like,
anywhere else,
per se, ran up on.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
But I was always around, like, people that were into that, you feel me?
Yeah.
I just shied away from that. I knew what I wanted to do, where I wanted to go.
So how did you get into rapping? Like, what do you consider yourself, first of all? Like,
I consider myself a lyricist.
Okay.
Yeah, I think rappers, calling themselves rappers is like pretty corny if you ask me, you feel me?
Okay, yeah.
But pretty much I just started at, I was 10 when I had my first notebook. And I only had, I'm not gonna lie to you, I only had like 3 raps in it, but that's pretty much one of the beginnings. I remember one time I was with my cousin Iris, we had made a rap on a piece of yellow paper. I don't know if she remembers that. Yeah. Yeah, that's back in the day, throwback. But yeah, that's pretty much the beginning of this, pretty much.
So like, movement. Do you have any like musical background? Like, I know like a lot of my past guests, they either like dabbled in like band in high school or
yeah,
like,
I was in band in middle school, but I don't think that had anything to do with it. If anything, it's probably like blood, because my dad he used to want to be in a mariachi band.
Okay.
Yeah, he was singing was his thing, you feel me? But had a kid and had to choose, you know, kid or his dream.
So you're pretty much continuing his dream.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah.
So how does your family feel about you?
My family's so supportive of what I do.
All right.
It's crazy. Like, you don't usually get that support, but when I do, it's like it's overwhelming.
So it's a like, great feeling. Do they listen to your music too?
Or? Yeah, my sisters do, actually. Oh, yeah? I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
How does that feel?
It's dope. Yeah, they be showing it to my nieces and everything. My nieces be wanting to hear me on the radio.
So, like, are you, like, the youngest of your family?
Yeah, I'm the baby. Yeah. I just turned 18.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Congrats, man.
Yeah, thank you.
So, like your music, like, where does that come from? Like, how long have you known that you wanted to do this for, like, because I used to want to do it, but I mean, right, as a hobby, like, I used to like write lyrics too, but I never went further than that. Like, at what point did you realize like, shit, you know, like I want to do this like as my career, you know?
Yeah, well, the real beginning of it was when I was like 15. Around that age, I was hanging around a crew where everybody loved music. Well, honestly, every day is a music thing to me, but I was hanging around a crew, couple heads, and everybody would just free flow off the top, you know. But it came to a point in time where I was like, I'm not good at freestyling, so I gotta do something else, you feel me? So I had to get a notebook, you feel me? I got my own notebook, started writing, and people didn't really, it wasn't even like that thing that people really like was cool with, you feel me? I just had it to myself. People would ask me, what were you doing in the notebook? I'd always say homework.
All right.
Yeah, that was my go-to.
So you're like, people thought you're a little nerdy, I guess. Yeah. Writing and uh-huh. shit.
Yeah, I was a good student, I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
I was a good student. I was just lazy. Yeah.
I'm feel not you, lie. Man. I'm still lazy, mm-hmm. dude. Not even a student anymore. So like your songs, like how do they come together? Because, like the song that featured Growth,
right?
Like, I liked it, but to tell you the truth, I wouldn't know how I would come up with something like that. Right, so how did you come up with Growth? Or what, well, like, honestly, how does your music, or how do you come up with your songs, your lyrics?
Yeah. Honestly, my music, it just comes from vibes. Like, mm-hmm. how I'm feeling that day. I might be pissed, I might be feeling really good, but it's all really based off of my mood, you feel me? My vibe, I guess.
So, like, do you have to have something on constantly, or, like, to be able to put you in a mood, or, like... Is it like at that point you just stop and boom boom, you just start writing something?
It's just whenever I get the feeling, to be honest with you. I can't, whenever I try to force something, it does not come out right.
Okay.
That's something that I learned, and I feel like it's just whenever it comes to me, I flow with it.
Cause a lot of your stuff seemed pretty heartfelt. Like, I think it was Growth, or yeah, maybe the newest song, like that one I've heard, the newest one I've heard,
I Ain't Perfect.
Yeah, I Ain't Perfect. Like, it has some kind of, like, I don't know, something about your voice. Like, I think it's your voice what captured me. It was your voice, the way you spit.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, like,
before.
It sounds, like, very heartfelt. Like, right. You, like, every word you say, you spit, whatever, like, you feel it, you know?
Right.
That's hard to find, you know? Like, a lot of people just, they're, like, saying it just because it sounds good.
Right,
you make it sound good, and at the same time, like, you make me feel what you're going through, or, like, make me feel what I think you feel at that point.
Right. This song, I Ain't Perfect, you can get it, or you can see it anywhere on SoundCloud, YouTube, you can look it up. But it's pretty much a point in my time where I was just realizing shit.
Uh-huh.
I just looked around my surroundings, and I wanted to see... I was thinking about the future, most importantly, like, how I was going to be in 5 years in the circle I'm around. And the circle I was around wasn't the best circle, I'm not going to lie to you, you feel me?
Yeah.
it was just like a repetitive thing, and I just seen myself as like, what am I doing? Like, what am I doing in my life? Who am I with? These people aren't gonna help me, you know? Like, these people aren't gonna get me the exposure I want, the support I want.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing this? Like,
I started at 15. Three years.
Simple math.
3 years.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, so far, like, now that you've been, like, I guess, fuck, I don't even know. I don't like calling it the game, but, like, you've been in the hip-hop world, you know, like.
In a way, it kind of is.
So, yeah. Like, how is the, like, the world pretty much, what's it called, receiving you? Or, like.
Open arms, I say. It's something, I'm pushing something new, in a way. But it still like has that old feeling with it.
So like, how do you feel your style is different than everybody else's? Like, what do you bring to the table that you're like, that you feel it's different?
I'm a student of the game. Uh-huh. First of all, I'm a student of the game. So I just study the legends.
Okay.
You feel me? I was really influenced by, you know, Big L, Biggie, Tupac. You feel me? Fucking Kendrick Cole.
So who are you like your main influences then?
People I just named: Kendrick, okay. Cole, Biggie, fucking Big L, Tupac. Yeah. You feel me? Them really, they really got me into it.
So like, what do you pull something out of it? Like each artist, and
I try to, uh-huh. And I try. You know, I heard a quote from Eminem one time. He said, "It's not called taking something from somebody. It's called making it better."
Okay.
Taking it and making it better.
So you're making better of different, like, yeah, all these different artists.
Uh-huh. I'm slowly just picking shit up from people, you feel me?
So who, like, what do you pick up from Tupac? What do you pick up from Biggie? Like, from all these people that you mentioned, like, why are you trying to pick up from them?
Well, Biggie, he wasn't really of a thug, you know. He was more of a, he just talked about what was around him, uh-huh, what he seen. Tupac, I really like gravitated towards him because of the, like you were saying, the you could feel his words, you know. Feel the impact in the music, you know.
Yeah.
And he would usually just talk about day-to-day things that I would go through, you know? And I gravitated towards it. So just stuff like that, simple stuff like that. I don't use too much. I try to, like, go off of my own head. But, like, I still have to, like, pay homage and you know, grab like, the best and the shit that I possibly can.
Yeah, people. Like, to me, Tupac has always been a big influence. Like for some reason, I could always, like, relate to him. Like, the stuff that he would talk about.
Yeah, man, he was gone too early.
Yeah. Have you seen, like, the newest stuff? Or, I don't know, I don't want to speak ill about the death, but supposedly he shot himself. Oh. Yeah, he's the one that shot. Like, you know, the first time where supposedly they're blaming Biggie at that studio?
Right.
So they only shot him once, and not even shot him once. Like, they fired at him, but they didn't get him. Like, he was trying to pull his gun out of his pants.
And he shot himself like some fucking, what's that one dude from?
Like, from Eminem. From Eminem,
there you go, Cheddar Bob. Yeah. Cheddar Bobbed it.
yeah. So, but, like, he went on and tell that story because he knew that if he was to tell people,
he would fuck with his image.
Yeah, so so that's why he did all that shit, like. Yeah, and then he was involved with some really bad people, so.
Yeah, I feel like it's just the path that you choose.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I still enjoy his music, like, whatever happened, and then his music are two different things to me. Yeah. I mean, I wish there was still, like, for a while after his death, there was, like, a lot of music coming out, like, a lot, like, probably, like, three albums coming out.
Yeah, he had a lot of music. I was watching a bunch of documentaries and interviews about him. They talk about how whenever he'd make music, he'd think about it as like, today's the last day I'm living, so I gotta go at it as hard as I can. And I try to carry that too.
So like, so are you like him in the sense that you put in the rhymes and then like, or the lyrics, and then you get somebody to worry about the rest, like the, when it comes to the beats, the drops, all that?
I'll never compare myself to the greats, but I wanna one day be talked about like as them. Okay. You get me? I wanna be that.
I want to be known as Tupac too. I'm like, you know, like, who does
exactly,
it?
Yeah.
So like, what do you think about the scene right now that's in like the harvest scene? The
harbor area?
Yeah, the harbor area scene. Like I had people, like I had Justus, I had Don David, now I have you. But like, I have a lot of people from the harbor area. So like, I want to know your sense. Like, how do you feel like think it's like there's gonna be a big movement, like a big boom
that's gonna come out of it, bro. Everything, it's all time. You feel me? It's just everything's getting planned out. There's a whole blueprint. Uh-huh. Well, as far as I know, with the people that I fuck with, which is shout out to Don Davis, shout out to Mike Pro, shout out to you feel me? Shout out to Cheddar, shout out to Jay. All them good people, you feel me? We're all putting our heads together, making something big. Yeah. Whole movement.
So like, how did you and earlier you were telling me if I had interviewed Don David. So how did you and Don David come together, or Don David?
Yeah. Ron, his cousin, Ron Restless, a great producer by the way. He had hit me up on the DMs like previous to the show, to Synchro, uh-huh. Volume 2, and pretty much he was just telling me how he appreciated my work. Like shit like that, just showing me love and everything. And then I had met them at Synchro, okay. At the Volume 2, and from then on, bro, it was just vibes.
Yeah.
And them is good people.
Yeah. So yeah, hey, like Don David, like I like him. Yeah, like, most he's definitely. Tall as fuck. You're tall as fuck too, bro.
Yeah, he's taller than me. He got a couple inches.
Like
on
when
me.
I saw it, like I told them too. Like when I first saw him, like damn, you're fucking taller than I expected. It's like, yeah. Well, what did you expect? Like. I don't know, to be like my height and not even like that much bigger than me. And you too, like I went downstairs and I could see above the frame. Said, I'm like, whoa. Oh shit.
He said, whoa.
Now we have another tall guy. Man, like yeah. I'm looking at the picture afterwards, like the one we're gonna be at, I'm gonna look super short compared to you, man. I'm gonna be like up to your chin or something.
No, yeah, but yeah, them is good people though.
We so really like, got a whole, a have whole, you collaborated with any of them?
Yeah, I actually got a song coming out with Don David.
All right, yeah, I seen that. Like, I think it was a couple weeks from here, like a couple weeks ago. Like, I believe you filmed it at that hotel.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Sign. We're working on it as we speak. I just came from a shoot not too long ago.
Yeah. So how was it? Like, how is this so amazing. Far? The shoot, like,
amazing, bro. Something that you've never seen in the Harbor area, I'll put it that way.
Oh, cool, man. I can't wait. Yeah. Hopefully, like, you let me know and I'll tell people about it. You know?
Most definitely, yeah.
What was I gonna? Oh, yeah. So, like, something that I've always wondered since you're talking about the music video, like, how does that shit work, man? Like, are you, like, just like mouthing the words, or, like, do you have the music in the background?
Yeah, you got the music in the background, and then everything is just edited, put to place. Yeah.
I always wonder, like, do I have to just mime it and then just. I mean, to me, it'd be super hard sinking it in exactly how it is. Like,
right.
I don't know. It's good thing I'm not doing music like videos and shit, right?
No, yeah, there's a lot of thinking that goes into it.
So, like,
depending on what kind of video you want to make.
Like, so Don David, has that been like your first collaboration so far, or you collaborated with others?
No, I've collaborated with others, like people around me, like my cousin, Rissy Evident. Oh. You feel me? Yeah, we got a collab.
So why didn't? Why come? She in. Didn't tell me. I'll put it on right now if you want. Yeah. Just share the mic.
Definitely interview both of you. Come through.
All right. So what did you say your name was? Missy Elliott.
Hold on. Say on the mic real quick. Say on the mic real quick.
Oh, so we got. So now it's a double. Like, so now we got Missy Elliott.
Rissy Evident, bro. Rissy Evident.
I mean, I can't hear. You got to talk.
It's all good. It's all good. That's
now tell him. Tell
Rissy
him.
Rissy Evident.
All right. There Rissy Evident. So since I got you, a breath of fresh air, I guess, you know, like a new person. Now I'm all excited. Because I was getting towards the end of my question. So right. Nah, I'm fucking around. So like, let me ask you then, Rissy Evident, right?
Yeah.
All right. So how did you, I mean, what the fuck? You guys come up with some like crazy names. So Rissy Evident, like, so yeah. The Evident part, obviously, like that's the Evident moniker.
Right.
So how did you get that? Or what did you come up with? How did you even
I was just brainstorming, bro. Like, I needed to find something that like kind of stuck out a little, but like this we said, something that gives it that little kick, something that just something spice. Like that. Yeah, that
so
little
so like well, you do also do dabble in the hip-hop world or what kind?
I like back then I used to freestyle a lot back then, but then I slowed down because just life I had to work, I had to start, and I couldn't really pursue what I wanted to, and it was already too late, and like I don't know.
And old are you? Because I mean, I don't think such thing as too late, as long as you start.
No, yeah, definitely. No, for sure, definitely. If you really want something, you want to pursue, you got to go ahead and do it, you know.
Yeah, so like how did you start?
I started.
How long have you been doing it, first of all?
I was around maybe 15-16 when I first started like freestyling, and then once like I was around like cool ass cats, and they were telling me like, they were like, dude, like, we like how you spin. It's crazy. Like, we never see a female like spin like that.
Facts.
And so that kind of like brought me some hope, and I was just like, I'm just like, you know what? There really isn't a lot of females out here like spitting, you know? And so I don't know. I just took that into consideration. I was just like, fuck it, maybe I can do something.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's crazy. I mean, okay, before we even address any of that, how the fuck does it feel? Like you were just sitting there, like, and now you're all of a sudden like, now you're.
I know. Well, I mean, Primo over here mentioned this, so I mean.
I mean, that's good. Happened, you gotta show love, you know, especially. Yeah, I didn't know. Like, definitely. I would ask. I was gonna ask, but. None of my business. I didn't know the relationship at first. I don't know anything.
Well,
so
that's
like,
Primo right here. Yeah, Riveras.
Yeah, so I mean, we came for Suave.
Exactly. Yeah, that's why I tried over here. That's why I was just, I'm going to let him do his thing.
Yeah, like, oh, like, let her too. Well, fuck, it helps because at the end, we like to play 7. So if you don't know what that is, we'll get to it at the end. I should have explained to you beforehand, but. My bad. Nah, we're sticking to you. We're sticking to you for right now.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So like, how long have you been doing it again? Sorry.
Since 15, 16, around there.
So the same amount, the same amount of time.
Yeah, basically.
So are you guys like close to the same age?
2 years. Yeah, I'm older than him by 2 years. I'm 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm about to be 21.
So are you guys signed to any label? Because I don't know any labels.
That's the dream though, huh?
Yeah. Is there like any talks of like, because... From what I see, like, a lot of my feeds, there's a lot of hip-hop artists in Wilmington that, I mean, you guys could set your own label there and be pretty popular and, like, you know, like, grow from there.
That's true.
I'm not trying to fake the funk, you feel me? I'm not looking for no label shit right now.
Uh-huh.
It's because I want to build my brand.
Okay.
You feel me? My name. Until I get to that point, until I really need it.
All right.
Yeah, I'm playing it smart.
So where does your I haven't heard. I'm sorry, I can't say I've never heard you. But like, where does your lyrics, I guess, where does that come from? Your ideas.
I mean, it's just the things that you see, and just you try to put it in your own words, and try to just, you know, just try to figure out like how to spit in like. How to put into place, I guess, in a way.
You can't all right, say that. So name one of your songs and tell me what, like, whichever song you want, and tell me what's it about. Since I haven't heard you.
Well, what was it called? Make It Out, right?
Yeah.
Make It Out.
Yeah.
So Make It Out. What's Make It Out about?
Well, Make It Out. Well, it's already on that. Can I cuss here?
Yeah. You can say whatever you want.
All right. It's already on the. It's on the fucking title, bro. It's like Make It Out the bullshit.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
Make it out. Like.
Making it out. This poverty shit, this image that they have for us.
Okay.
You feel me?
Who's
as
this?
Mexicans. Oh, okay. As us Mexicans, bro. Like.
So, like, is it talking about being Hispanic and getting bubbled into that Chicano rap?
Yeah,
or
a little
what?
Bit.
Most
yeah.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're gravitating towards.
So, like, what's your opinion about the Chicano rap? Because personally, I'll tell you what I think, and then you guys can tell me what you guys think. Like, I feel like it's an unfortunate thing because, like, talent is talent, you know, no matter what, bro.
It's sad.
And like, so, like, no matter what, like, what culture, nationality you are, like, that should be the main thing that should be looked at, you know?
Really,
and it's sad that the only ones that get put in Chicano rap are Hispanics, you know, Mexicans pretty much. So, like, what's your, like, I mean, there's not a, like, I think it was Tony A., he said, like, there's no other, like, one for black people, there's no separate genre for them, you know? For, like, Asians, there's no separate, like, they got, like, you got K-pop, but that's pop, you know? Mm. But there's no hip-hop, like, specific hip-hop, like, genre just for their cultures, you know?
Yeah.
Except for ours, you know? Like, for some reason, like, you say something in Spanish and boom, you're already Chicano rap, you know? Or you're a little darker than some, or lighter than some, whatever, however you want to say, like... And you're like, you get put in that bubble.
You got so, that
like,
nopal in
there. Yeah, like, well, what's your opinion? Like,
bro, honestly, fuck. I think that shit's just really sad, bro. It's so sad. Like, and especially to us, I mean, considering the fact that we're just human beings. Like, we're like every other person just because our skin is a little darker than yours. And, or, you know, they just, it's sad though, because I mean, I just moved to Pedro recently. And there's hella white people out here, you know. And shout out to the white people. I love white people, bro. I love white people. They're fun.
I mean, you need their money too. So,
exactly.
You know? You had to say that.
Yeah, yeah. So, but man, my neighborhood, bro, like the white people, they be looking at us funny. Like, they look at us funny in a certain way where they're like, either they mad dog us or I'm just like wondering, like, what did I do to you? Like, but I mean, That's I just think it's sad. I just think it's hella sad. I don't know what else to say because it's the truth.
Well, shit. My opinion. I feel like you're right. We are in a bubble. Cause you know you what you hear on the media is what people believe. So like when people talk about we're taking people's jobs, we're this, we're that, we're criminals, blah blah blah, blase blase. Some bullshit, bro. Why do we do these things? To have a better life.
Yeah.
We're fighting for the same thing.
We're doing nothing wrong. Yeah. Like I see nothing wrong in what we do. You see the people selling flowers, they're hustling. Selling ice cream, they're hustling for the money because they can't get regular jobs. We can't.
Shout out to the Lotero man.
Facts. That's how I see it.
Like, well, how I see it is, I mean, if they wanted these jobs, quote unquote white people, like, if they wanted these jobs, they would have them, you know? Like, right. Everybody, we're just applying for them, you know? Like,
it's crazy because it's like we search for the jobs that people don't even want. Those are the type of jobs that we have. Mm-hmm. For example, like gardening. Yeah. Ain't nobody want to garden.
Like to be outside. Most of the jobs is construction.
We do it because we have family. Yeah. We have kids.
Yeah.
We have bills to pay. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah. So let me go back to here real quick. Yeah. So like, I mean, being a female rapper, right? A hip-hop artist. Like, how do you feel? You're like, I mean, the hip-hop world, you know, fuck. How can you even ask?
Like how do you, like... Like the lack of females?
No, like, I mean, because I'm sure, like, you're not given that same opportunities you know, like, some.
Yeah.
So, like, having, like, your cousin here, like, I mean, it helps you out, you know, like.
Oh, yeah.
Or some way, you know, like, right now.
It's not even a help. It's like a, she's here with me.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, but that's same what I'm thing. Saying. Like, I mean, people like you that don't see it as, you know, like, oh, this is my time to shine, you know, yeah. Like, people like you that, like, you know, fuck, like. The spotlight is big enough for both of us, you know. Like, you didn't have to bring her on, you didn't have to mention it at all, right? So that's what I want to know is like, how is the hip hop world or the like, fuck, embracing you? I guess like, do you feel embraced? Do you feel like people are accepting you, or like, do you feel you gotta fight?
I do. I feel the love. To be honest, I do feel the love because when I spit and I spin like random places, like. I don't know, and then people hear me.
It's something totally different.
Yeah, yeah, and I like it because, like, I mean, the way they receive me, like, they give me mad love because, like, for the fact that I am a female. Uh-huh. But I know, like, in the industry, though, like, just seeing the industry and how it is, like, it's just different. It's not going to be.
Sucks.
Yeah, yeah. It's for real, it does. And that's like with everything though, with women, like even in jobs, bro, like, you know, they're not gonna put a female on something, you know, because they're a female.
Yeah. But to me, that's kind of like sideways. Like, sex sells, so you would figure you probably want a female, you know, to like sell your product. Like, you
that
like
sucks to even think about that. Like,
it
that.
Really, yeah.
But it's the truth.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You're completely right.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, because like for me at least, if you. Like you sell to both because like you sell for women, like women try use this product, and then like for men, like this attractive women sell like use this product. So I don't know, man. Like for some reason, I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about. I lost my train of thought. My bad. So like, let me hear who are your influences. Like, who do you pick from, or like what did you call it? Like, improve. You called it something, I already forgot. Like,
what do you mean?
Well, like, what you not take, but you.
Oh, you make things better.
Like, who do you make better? Like, who are you taking things and making better?
Ah, a lot. Eve. You know who Eve is?
Yeah.
All right, Eve. I love Eve. Missy Elliott. Sierra. Just them old, like, the girls. Like, way back. Ashanti. Like, just. Way back. Those are my influences, though. But just as women, though. But it go with the same with Primo, though. We got fucking Tupac. You got Biggie. You got Cole. You got Kendrick. Like, yeah.
So, like, do you remember writing your own song? Your very first song? Like,
yeah, I do.
You remember what it was about?
Yeah, the first song that I wrote about, it was a... It was your typical I didn't really mess with it. It was because it was your typical stuff. Like it was just party. Cause back then I was into like just bad.
For me too, it was like that too. It was like in the trap scene. Like I wasn't really sipping lean. I wasn't really all that. But it was what I was talking about. You feel me? But it's all the process.
It was popping.
It's all the process. Yeah.
That's what people would listen to that. Cause I mean, that's what everybody was doing. Everybody was smoking. Everybody was drinking. Everybody was trying to fuck with the bad bitches. Like that's what we were just talking about.
So.
But,
so like at what point did you figure like fuck it, you know, like nah, I don't want to do that shit no more, like I want to be me?
It was like maybe a year after I dropped that song and I started hearing it, and I just felt like I sounded like everybody else. There was nothing different, there was nothing unique about it. There was just your typical fucking bullshit.
All right, what about you, Suave?
Shit, what was your question? The first song?
Do you remember the first thing you wrote?
The first thing I want to say is, like, I don't remember when I was 10 and shit, obviously, because I can barely remember what I did last week. But the first song that I remember writing, I had spit it to the homie Cautious. Shout out Cautious, by the way. King Cautious on the rise, you feel me? I had spit it to him, and he was the first person that I ever spit anything to. And this was at the time where I was talking about it was a bunch of heads and shit. The whole freestyle scene and shit. I was talking about pretty much my parents, the whole what they gave up in order for us to have what they didn't have.
Yeah. And then at what point did you figure like, nah, like fuck it, I'm just gonna be myself. Like, let me do me. Let me talk about who I really am. Cause earlier you were saying like you were just like everybody else trying about talk, like drinking lean, but you had never tried
it.
Yeah.
That was the free flows that I had done, and I wasn't really good at it because that's all I was talking about, and I didn't like that about myself. So that's why I started writing and shit. Oh, okay. And that's when I had came up with that song. You feel me?
What song?
Really, it wasn't even a name or nothing. I didn't record it or anything, okay. But it was like just written down.
Did you like? Were you like? Like me, I record myself on my phone and made it a fucking ringtone. That before, I guess, technology, you know, I didn't know about SoundCloud. But did you ever go through those periods like that where like,
yeah, fucking bro, record myself in the room? Bro, I'm not gonna lie. I had recorded my first ever song on my phone, and I had deleted it later on, like to make it better with the mic and everything. But yeah. We all go through this time, you feel me?
So, like, what's your writing style? Do you write on a paper pen? Do you need paper pen? Or you just, like, you go with your phone and
boom? It all depends with the vibe, how I'm feeling. Like, I can't really, like, tell you I write with a notebook. I can't. Uh-huh. Like, I can't write with a notebook. I can't say that because it's really all with the vibe. If you know, it's a couple of heads, I'm probably going to just be on my phone. And if it's just me by myself, I'll probably be on my notebook. All
right.
It all depends.
So, like, man, fuck it. Let's talk about a little bit about the future, right?
Okay.
So, like, do you guys, have you ever thought of maybe, like, collaborating into, like, a full album, trying to do, like, Jay-Z, Kanye West type of shit? Like, a whole album with 15, 16 tracks of you guys? Or is that already in the works? Or did it already happen? I just don't know about.
Me and her are right now just working on some tracks. That's what we're working on. But individually, I'm working on my own album. But before all of that, I'm probably gonna put out a mixtape with the homie Cautious. You feel me? We're working on some shit right now at the moment.
So right now, do you have an EP already?
Yeah, I have a little mixtape.
Okay,
10 songs out.
So and then right now you're excuse me. So right now you're working on the actual like the EP like the one to like produce, mass produce, like CD copies, or you're gonna stay digital?
I'm going all out with my own album, but the mixtape that me and the homie are working on, Cautious, we're just gonna have it on platforms and shit.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just gonna push that.
So like right now, do you just work on singles? Like you just put out singles, and then how is that? Like, are you gonna eventually put all those singles into one, or is that the mixed album you're talking about?
It's really just picking like the good shit from the bad shit. Okay. And when I say bad shit, I don't actually mean bad shit. I mean like comparing it in a way.
Okay.
So like I keep all the good shit in the bag, and the bad shit I lay out.
Okay.
And the bad shit, it really isn't bad shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
Some good shit.
So growth is like one of the
exactly.
Shit.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay. Exactly.
Well, man, then you probably have a lot. I mean, if I liked it, can't wait to hear the rest So like, what's your dream venue? Like, do you have any like once you blow up, make it big? So like, what's your goal? Like
Nokia Observatory.
That like
all of the above.
So like, but the big one, like which was like the big one?
I want to sell out a whole fucking football stadium.
Like, what's your dream venue?
My dream venue, Just to make it. Just to make it, man.
No, a venue. Just like, it has it, to be a big, like a
like
venue. A,
like, actual plate?
Yeah.
Nokia.
Yeah? I've never been to a Nokia. You just... But why don't you shoot for bigger shit? Like, the Staples Center's right in front of it. It's bigger, bro. Like, why don't you go for the Staples Center? Even I'll even settle for the convention center.
I went for the football field. You feel me? Right. I went for the football field.
Right. Yeah, but I mean, which football field? They all have different capacities, man. You want a football field? There's the Rose Bowl. You want a football field? There's the fucking StubHub Center. You want a football field? You go play at where the Spectrum or whatever. At,
actually, the Staples Center, bro. That's a good place right there. That's a good place right there. That's a good place right there. But I don't know.
But it's not like you can't be like. In a way, you gotta speak shit into existence, but you can't be like, you gotta be humble about shit. Whenever shit comes, it comes. You feel me? That's how I think.
You're being humbled. You're saying, "What's your dream venue?" Like a dream. Like, yeah. I wanna have a unicorn. That's my dream. I mean, that doesn't mean I'm not being humble. Like, that's just that's what my dream is. You know?
Yeah.
Right, hey, but fuck it, you wanna perform? I mean, hey, I have bigger dreams for you guys, but yeah. I guess you're trying to stand in between. But like, what's actually possible, like, right now?
Yeah, really, to be honest.
I mean, I can't talk shit about that, you know? Mm. So, like, what albums did you, like, which albums do you listen to, like, influence your music the most?
Oh, man. At the moment, I'm throwing it back to Section 80. Mm-hmm. Overly Dedicated. Mm-hmm. Kendrick's the fucking king, you feel me? That's what I'm stuck on. Usually, if it's just like the homies hanging out, we probably pop in 2014 Forest Hills Drive. You feel me? Coke, and you can never go wrong with Coke.
Yeah.
One of my top albums. So like, those are my shit.
So like, when you hang out with like other hip hop artists, like, do you never play your own music? Like, is it like, do you consider that like not cool or something?
I was just having a conversation with this with Don. I don't feel like my music is trash for me to not play it around people, but I don't feel like I have that confidence yet.
Okay.
It's coming, but so I just don't have the confidence.
So yet. You're like Kanye West bumping his own music? Like,
not yet.
So like, let me hear your guys' dream collaboration, you know? Like, I'm pretty sure you're about to say Kendrick, right? Like, to me, that's my collaboration. I'm not even doing music.
Eminem.
It could be, okay, let me rephrase that.
Eminem.
Death or living, fuck it. So even bigger. Okay, you said Eminem. Fuck it, let's bring Eminem. Then you wanna do death? Then we could choose one. Somebody all right, for sure. So living right now. Let's talk about living. Who's your dream collaboration?
Eminem. Why? Dude, like, have you heard like the things that he says? Like, yeah, like I was just telling him, like, who comes up with shit like that? You know, like, it's crazy with the things that he comes up with. So I definitely would like to collaborate, because I know I could learn a couple things from him for sure. Someone dead.
All right.
Biggie.
So like, what do you like about Biggie?
Biggie, he just kept it like he wasn't in the scene, like, as in like how he was saying that he wasn't a thug, but he was like looking like he was the eyes. He was looking at everything, like, and he would take things from that and grab things from that. And you need a lot to be doing stuff like that. It takes a lot for your mind to come up with some stuff, and like, you know, from what he's done and from what he's seen. And I think that's dope. I think that's dope, because not a lot of people can do that. Not a lot of people can, you know, see things and then grab stuff and try to put it in their own words. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What I liked about him, he was good at like the freestyling. I don't know if you've seen some of his videos, like, where he's freestyling.
I seen the one
like outside the liquor store.
Yeah. That shit was hard, dope.
Man, this is a badass track. Yeah, all right, now Suave. So let's hear your dream collaborations, dead and alive, or whichever
my dream
order.
Collaboration alive, I gotta say Isaiah Rashad from TDE. I don't know if you heard about him. If you haven't, you're sleeping.
Yeah, I'm probably
in. But Isaiah Rashad is one of my influences too. Like, me and the homie, we just, man, those days was crazy. But a dead collaboration, somebody dead, I'd probably say off tops, Pac.
Okay.
Pac all day.
Yeah, man, I love that guy.
Yeah.
Hopefully the rumors are true that he's alive, but I doubt
that
it.
That should be crazy. That shit, he's probably in Cuba right now, just cool.
Chilling.
I don't doubt it. He was like, he was a smart guy, you know, he knew.
Fuck yeah, bro.
And then if that, yeah. He played as if it really did happen where he shot himself, like everybody believed that they shot at him, you know?
His whole movement was to make his like, his own people something better than they were.
Yeah.
But that was his whole movement.
But you know what, like, maybe, like, because I know, like he was all about, like, but black people, they're, I have them, you know, they have my back. Yeah, they're not going to shoot at me or nothing. Like, they're not going to harm me. But, like, unfortunately, it was, like, the people that went in to hit him up were black, you know. Uh-huh. So maybe, like, that's where he realized, like, what the fuck, you know, I'm here, you know, trying to help everybody out. And, you know, like, you're going to come at me like that. Like, what's the best, like, your favorite song that you've written? Like, for whatever reason. Like, it could be one that's out or one that's about to come out. Ooh, you could tell us the title and work if it's not out yet, and then tell me why. So, a little recap about it.
I want to say, like, feeling-wise, vibe-wise, I want to say my top has to be Tired.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a song pretty much is waking people up.
Okay.
People that are really sleeping on me.
All right.
And but at the moment right now, like as we speak, I gotta say I Ain't Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Just because the love and support that I get from that song only, like by itself, is crazy. Like I'm really having people like think about who the fuck they're around.
Yeah.
Like they're really realizing some shit, and it's not just like no weed, lean, coke, shit. You feel me?
Yeah, I really, like I said, the one I really focused on was Growth.
Growth, yeah.
Like, I just heard that one. Like,
no, yeah, I was talking about my past and shit, like school and shit. Yeah, I wasn't really I was a good student, but I wasn't the best student.
So, like, now you're, like, trying to talk about other new things, right?
And it's not only, like, just bragging about it, because it's not bragging about it at all. It's just, these are my mistakes, learn from it. That's how I think about it.
So what's your favorite, like, that you've written so far? Or it could be released already or not released, or like the title could be in the works, whatever.
Well, I mean, I'm not really out there like this cat. Like, I haven't really put out like much work. To be honest, the only thing that I really do have on my SoundCloud is that one song that we did.
Make It Out.
Yeah, Make It Out. And I mean, that shit was hard as fuck. I think that shit was hard as fuck.
Definitely,
I mean,
bro.
It was hard. But I'm working on this one song. It's in the making. And I like it because, I mean, I don't even know what I'm going to call it yet, but it's just speaking upon, like, there's this female. There's this female, so,
like this female.
Yeah, so, it's something, definitely. I got to come up with it. Got to come up with the name, for sure.
Do you remember the first time you performed?
No, I haven't performed. I performed in a what's it called? Those open mic nights.
Okay.
I performed in that. Man, I was hella nervous, bro. Yeah. I was hella nervous. Hella nervous. And it wasn't, you know, it was just like a cool little what was it? Like, it had the old little stage, like just chairs and shit, but I was nervous.
So what about, so I, like, do you remember like the first time you performed? Where was that?
The first time, I want to say, actual performance, I had performed for a lamp. It was called a lamp internship, pretty much. I had I was getting paid to learn to make music.
Where?
I was in a music production. It was based in Long Beach.
Okay.
Yeah, but it wasn't really like gravitating over like hip hop either. It was more like just feel good music, guitars, you know, real instruments in it. I had performed in front of like probably like 150 people. I was so nervous. Yeah. It was crazy.
So like now since from then, how do you feel performing live now?
I feel a little more confident.
Yeah,
because I feel like it was really, back in the day how it was really just like in my head what was going on while I was performing is fuck, I hope I don't fuck this up, I hope I don't forget this lyric, you feel me? That's what goes on in an artist's head. And but learning from that, I pretty much got all my lyrics down, so it's really just like, how am I gonna move? Like, am I gonna move to the right? Am I gonna move to the left? How are they gonna see me over here? You know, blase, blase, shit like that goes on in my head.
And do you have like a ritual that you like to do before then? Like Don David, he says he likes to take a walk. Like, he likes to separate himself.
Yeah, I do that too. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I do that too.
So like, is he like influence like for you, or that just happens to be like a coincidence?
He's just a really good friend of mine.
Okay.
And he has really taught me a lot. He really brought me under his wing. All of them. All
right. So what about, do you have any like ritual you gotta do beforehand?
Honestly, just like a moment of silence, just away. Yeah. Just okay. Trying to get my, you know.
Like you separate yourself from everybody too?
Yeah. And just say a little prayer. A little prayer don't hurt, dude. A little prayer don't hurt.
So are you guys religious by any chance?
In between. I mean, I was a hardcore Christian. I was a hardcore Christian.
And like, what happened? Wow.
I was a hardcore Christian. But what's it called? I just started seeing. I was opening my eyes a little bit. And I was just seeing like how the church life worked. And then I didn't agree with certain things. And then I'm bi, bro. And I mean, in the Christian church, they'll never accept that. Yeah. And I was trying to, you know, trying to go with their beliefs, but it just, nah, I couldn't fight who I was. I couldn't fight what I was feeling. So and I was just like, that's when I knew I had a dip.
And did they like, they try to convert you, or what is it when like I think it's Catholics, they like, they send you to like a church or something, to an outing, and to make you like straight, I guess.
Yeah, like, yeah, there's shit like that. I've heard of shit like that. That's sad. Like, nah, hell nah. Even if they would try to send me, what the fuck? Even if they try to send me, I ain't going. What the fuck?
Well, shit, my beliefs, I just like she was saying, I opened my mind up to things. I started realizing shit when I got older. Like as I got older, I'm just a questioner. Okay. If that makes any sense.
So like you were religious too then?
I was a Catholic.
Okay.
I was just like, I've never gotten any of that done. What is that called? Like the First Communion and stuff?
Yeah,
I've never gotten any of that done. But it was just shit that I've been hearing. Like, shit just doesn't add up to me. So it was just like, right. I don't really have... Damn, I don't want to be considered an atheist.
It's just what based on your belief.
I honestly believe that there's a higher power and everybody has that connection to the higher power. And it's up to you whether or not you want to use it for good or for bad.
Mm, yeah. That's true. I was like really, really Christian.
Right.
Like I was that guy, like every Sunday, like anytime they wanted something, like I was right there helping out the church. I was right there. But to me, like the turning point is like, you see me right now. This is how it would go. Some shorts. Actually, I would try like a button up, you know, dress up nice up here. But like I was in shorts. And one of like the heads of the church, he's like, hey, that's how you go to parties? And I thought it was an honest question. I was like, yeah, you know, it just depends on the party, you know? Like, I mean, I have a button up. Yeah, I was button up. He's like, well, you know, this is God's party. So, like, God wouldn't approve of that. I was like, whoa. I was like, first of all.
Let me step back real quick. What'd you say?
First of all, like, I come every Sunday. I'm here. Like, whenever you guys need help, I literally helped build that church. Like, I was, like, the walls, the grass. I was there building it, you know? So, you're telling me, like, everything that I've done, nah, God didn't see that just because how I'm dressed.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, and to me that was that point, like, you know what, like I guess I need to find either another place, or I'm just gonna stay to myself, and if I need to speak to him, then I'll speak to him, you know. Yeah, like if he's everywhere, then he's gonna be right next to me
for sure.
You know? All right, fuck it. That's a little sidetrack right there, so let's go back, you know.
Yes,
let's get back. So if you weren't rapping, like, or doing lyrics, like writing lyrics and performing, like what would you be doing?
I'm gonna let you down. Get that one first. That's a hard one.
Honestly, I'm 20 years old and I'm still trying to figure it out, bro.
Man, I'm 28 and I'm still trying to figure
exactly, it out. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think you ever really like.
Right. Yeah. Know? The only thing that I could think about and tell you is if that doesn't work out. Talk show radio.
Well, I mean, maybe give me my host, because I'm trying to get into that too.
Yeah, like it's a cool field to go into for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right, now Suave.
If I wasn't rapping, what would I do?
You look pretty stylish. Would you go into like the fashion?
Oh, I never even thought about that. Some fashion should sound pretty cool, but I probably go towards like where the money's at, which is like
real estate.
Some real estate stock market type shit. I'd probably go to school for that business and shit. Mm. But yeah, if I had a choice though, I'd probably go music business all day. That's what I'm about to study for. And,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you go to school?
I'm about to start going to Harvard College.
All right. Yeah, well, I'll probably see you there, because I'm about to go too.
For sure.
Yeah, man.
Run into all of y'all.
Maybe I'll take my mics in, bro. Yeah. Hey, you know, actually, they're like every
they
year.
Have a, they have a whole like they have a whole studio in there, huh?
I don't know. I've never been. Oh,
that's
that
what
far.
I was hearing.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
I don't know, but like I know, like every year they have like a talent show. So
dope.
There you go. You know.
Dope.
You take both of you, like, you know.
That's college students. That's damn. Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, cause I was gonna do stand up. Like I wanted to perform there, but then.
Right.
I went through all my jokes, and all my jokes are about my dick or somebody else, or somebody else's dick. And, you know, I don't want to get kicked out. I'm so close. I'm about to graduate. I don't feel like, you know,
I need
my credit. All right. So before I go, why don't you tell the people where they can find you guys, your social medias?
Well, shit, you can find me on SoundCloud at official_suave. And on Instagram, you can find me on official suave with two L's in the official. You feel me? Because I'm extra official.
Yeah, extra.
You feel me? And yeah, everything else is there, so you'll find me anywhere.
All right, so for my Snapchat, it's Rissy Evident, and you can find me on Instagram, Iris Rivera with two A's and 97, and then Facebook too. I'll be on that shit too. I'll be still on that shit. Facebook, Iris Rivera for sure.
I like to play a game called Sevens. All right.
Dope.
So Sevens is, I don't know if you ever heard of the pyramid game. Have you ever played Heads Up?
Yeah, I've heard, I played.
All right, so Heads Up is it's kind of like that. It's seven questions. You have 7 seconds to answer each question. So it's gonna
Top
be a total. So yeah, so it's gonna be a total of 49 seconds. So each second is a point. So the longer you take, less points you get.
Okay.
All right. The goal for the whole thing is at the end of the year, I'm gonna give my guests with the high score. I'm gonna give them something.
Okay, dope.
So far, I'm thinking of doing a fat head of myself. Give me the thumbs up, all right? That's because I want to inspire you guys, you know, to like, man, I was on that podcast, and from that point on, boom, it saved my whole career.
Dope.
Or maybe, fuck, man, I should have never done that podcast. It's up to you.
Right.
Whatever you want.
Let's get
I'm
it.
Not going to judge,
let's get
all right?
It. Let me get it.
So the high score, I believe I said it was 32. Mm-hmm. Okay, so 7 seconds, 7 questions, boom. All right, so I'm going to let you pick a category.
How are we doing this? Are we doing this individually or are we doing this?
Individually.
All right, dope.
So, all right, so first one's going to be Suave?
Yeah.
All right, so the categories are general, movies, TV shows, celebrities, music, sports, Broadway, food, animals, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the corresponding music, stand-up, superheroes, movie action, movie comedy, superheroes. All right, well, if you, at the end of this, I usually say, go for something that I'm good at because I'm giving you the clues. So if I don't know nothing about this, then you ain't going to get the points. So let me continue on. Let me, movie comedy, movie rom-com, movie award winners, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. All right, so you said superheroes. You're going to get 2 tries, kind of like warm up.
Oh.
But remember, this might be the high score, so I don't know.
All right, let's get it.
All right, so you said superheroes.
Right.
All right, so when it's the fake story, it's the, it's not, what's the, or something original. All right, the villain of Daredevil, I think.
No idea.
He's bald.
No idea.
The Iron Man's computer.
Iron Man's computer. No idea, bro.
The name of Iron Fist.
The name of his actual name?
Yeah.
Damn, I picked a horrible category.
Okay, the villain of he's really big villain of Batman, the big one with the mask
Venom?
On his face. No, Batman.
That one guard.
We use this app to like when we don't know the song. We use this song when we don't know, like, it's an app like to know the song.
Right. No idea.
Okay, when like you want to wreak blank on somebody when you want to like destroy them, you want to wreak. Okay, I
this
guess
is
not.
The worst category in the world.
So you got 0.
It's
all
good.
So okay.
It's all good.
So
it's
now
all
give good. It. So now, Rizzy, I'll let you. Now it's your turn.
I'm a boy.
So you gotta beat 0.
I gotta beat 0. Damn, that's gonna be a hard one, bro. All
right. So I'm. Right. I'll repeat the categories for you. Movies. So general movies.
I think I'm down to go for movies.
Movies. All right. Okay. Yeah. It's Vince Vaughn and the guy with the broken nose from Car, like they go to weddings and they
wedding crashers.
Yeah. With Leonardo DiCaprio, the dream inside a dream inside a dream inside a dream a dream.
Nah, I don't know.
It's the drum one. It's a movie about drumming. Like, he's the professor's really hard on him. Like, it's a drumming one.
Shit. Ah!
It's with lightsabers.
Star Wars. Come on.
It's like what our cameras, like when they're pixelated. What's the first word on pixelated? The animated movie about feelings, about anger, sadness, happiness.
Oh, there you go. You just answered him.
You didn't. I didn't count it because I didn't hear it.
All right, fuck it.
Jim Carrey's movie where like he can't tell the truth. Like, he's a
liar, big liar, big fat
liar. All right, so you got four.
Dang.
All right, so
that worked, I guess.
All right, so
that
now worked. It's time to redeem yourself, Suave, right here.
There you go.
So you got before. So let me pick you for you guys. All right. So category that usually people do the best on is general. So we're gonna go for general. So the best score. All right. You got before.
Damn.
Ooh, you're a man and you're a wolf. You're a
werewolf.
When you're cold, you wear this. It's not a sweater. It's a
jacket.
WW. What are they? What's a website? Oh fuck! I just said it. My bad. All right. You could. Like to make yourself look pretty. Some makeup. Women don't need it. Okay, but yeah. Another word for trash.
Garbage. Garbage.
Tiger Wolf would play this. It was a GF.
Golf.
Not a king, but a
prince.
Queen, but alright. Alright. I thought you were gonna say queen, so I selected it for you. So you got 25. So you're not gonna get the high score, but at least you're winning right now. All right, so you want to go for general?
Yeah, I'm done. Right, go for general. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. Another word for trash.
Garbage.
When you go to the mall, you go
shopping.
Girl. Ain't nothing better, hound dog.
Elvis.
Thank you very much. Yeah. When you go party, like EDM music, you do this.
Rave. I know. No.
It's a game. You. Bang blank the revolution.
Headbang.
All right. We live in the United States of
America.
Not today, but
tomorrow.
It's a website where you poke things at and then you see a lot of pictures.
I don't know.
We're just on it. Instagram.
Ah,
my bad.
Fuck.
Oh, you guys are tired.
It's a Rivera thing.
We could continue this game afterwards if you guys want the tiebreaker, but right now, there's no more purpose. You guys can be the high
school. I'm happy with what we got.
All right, well, before we go, I got to tell you where you can find me. All right, so you can find me on Instagram and Facebook. All you got to do is look up Let Me Know Pod. I have an email. Why don't you drop a fucking email at me? Tell me where you could. Tell me how I'm doing, first of all. Obviously, I'm doing great, but I want to hear from you guys. You hear music in the background. Right now, it's their music. But if you're an artist and want to be featured in another song, another episode, send it to me to my email address. Just send it to letmeknowpod@gmail.com. Also, if you want to be a guest, hit me up. Go on my DM. Slide on my DM or send me an email. The same room, the same website as letmeknowpod@gmail.com or just letmeknowpod on Instagram and Facebook. All right, guys. Make sure you guys go review every fucking episode. Make sure you subscribe. The more subscriptions and the more reviews I get, it not only helps me, it helps my guests. So if you don't do it for me, do it for them, you know? All right, guys. Well, like I said, that's it for me. But thank you. Before I go, I want to thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
And before I go, I want to thank you guys for listening and letting me be a part of your day. All right, guys. Till next week. I'll see ya. Bye.
Whoa. I be tired of this. Do you really pay attention? I be tired of this. Do you really pay attention? I be tired of this. Do you really pay attention? I be tired of this. Do you really pay attention? I be sick and tired. Do you really pay attention? Only fucking with me cause you see me making my city be well known. I don't need anybody be well grown. I don't need any tips if they coming from you. I don't need you to be telling me what to do. I be stacking the paper. I grab it then go. I'ma get it myself. I'ma do my own. At him with the gold flow. Bet you bitches thought I'd never make it. I'ma never do it for the promo. That's a no-no, you a no-show. Better recognize that I put the work in the prize so deep, gotta check the worth. Dick size too long, better make it work. I never meant to hurt you, I just wanted head. All I ever wanted was to make some bread. Everybody looking at me like I'm different. Bitch, I ain't. You gon' see me make a million in a minute. I be tired of this. Do you really attention. I be tired of this. Do you really pay attention? I be tired of this. Do you really pay attention? I be tired of this. Do you really pay attention? How many times do I gotta say it? I be living it up, ain't no time be wasted. I be isolated, gotta stay on my grind. Too much to prove, not enough time. Fuck a break, I'ma get it soon. I was over level living, no silver spoon. Fuck it, no silver spoon. Fuck it, no silver spoon. But I eat it up, I ain't talking cake. Boy, I do it for the hood, how the fuck you hate? Who the fuck you be? Who the fuck you know? Same bitches wanna hate, come to my shows. But I'm just staying humble, making moves. I be really paper chasing. Got nothing left to lose, yeah. I be tired of this. Do you really pay attention? I be tired of this. Do you really pay attention? I be tired of this. Do you really pay attention? I be tired of this.